Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Class, if you'd like to call in today and speak with Dr. Norm Shuley, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Repeat. 866-582-9933. Dr. Shuley, are you blissed?
Yes, especially after my magnificent garden you set up this week. Oh, what a wonderful job.
Well, we're a bunch of amateurs and we're learning. But
well,
you know, I'd like to So, were you out there playing in the soil, Dr. Shuley?
Yes. We watered it once, and we're getting the leaky hose to irrigate it regularly.
Hmm. Well, great. That sounds great. You know, the sun, it's in a perfect spot in the backyard for sun. It'll have sun all day. There's no shade around it. It'll be massive amount of sun. The plants should do pretty well.
May I ask
what your thoughts are? What are you going to populate it with? What's going to enjoy?
Well, the first row
nice
will be asparagus,
sun. And
the second row will be bell peppers and tomatoes, and the third row, a wide variety of vegetables.
Well, great. Great. And is Lou coming down in a week or so to help you get some
to help with setting it up?
Boy, that's great. That's Lou Cassidy, USA Prepares instructor. And Lou did a fabulous job. You know, his class, Dr. Shuley was supervising, and Lou Cassidy was there with fence posts and cattle panels. And our son was there, and I was there supervising Dr. Shuley. I was a guy on the tractor with the rototiller. It was Lou Cassidy's 48-inch rototiller. And, you know, we were picking out the rocks, and we have pictures of all this. And so with your permission, Dr. Shuley, when we turn on 5-Minute University, I'd like to, without, you know, giving away exactly where you live, just the garden pictures. I'd like to do that if that's okay with you.
Of course.
The show. Yeah. Okay. Great. And did you find many rocks, or did we get most of the big ones out?
You gotten all the significant ones out of. Yeah, it's fabulous.
Because we had a rock pile as we were rototilling. You'd hear this thumping of the rototiller, and it'd jump, you know, a couple inches off the ground level, and with these rocks. And the rocks are the size of softballs, literally, and baseballs. The little ones were the size of baseballs. And so we put them in a pile, and then we picked up the pile, and we put the pile in the bucket of a front-end loader. There were that many rocks, and there's a rock pile on the property. So we drove them off to this edge of the wood line to continue the rock pile. And Lou only gave me like 90 seconds to figure out how to make a gate. He said, Vinny, you gotta get this gate done.
Well, you did fine.
Well, so I fabricated a latch very quickly. And our son and Lou and I built this gate. And we built it out of the cattle panel. So, class, you'll get a chance to see how to fabricate a gate, how to build a latch out of a fence T-post clip. And it's a little tricky to use, but it will. Dogs won't be able to get in there. Animals won't be able to get in there, and it's you can open it with one hand. Do you think is it okay size, Dr. Shealy? It's about 30 feet by 30 feet.
Excellent.
Okay. All right. Well, so class, I'd love to show you the pictures, and I'll put them on the website, 5MinuteUniversity, and probably also usapreparers.com, and it's 5MinuteUniversity.com. Okay, and let's see. So you've started your garden. That's wonderful. And are you going to be putting straw down to protect the plants?
Mm-hmm. Yes, okay. And the wall plates between the rows, yes.
Great. We were only able to get 6 bales of straw on the truck and have it arrive safely at your location. So I think you're going to need some more. You're probably going to need another maybe 15 bales to get it the thickness that would work really well.
But
class, this is a really interesting... Great. You know, Dr. Shealy, I wanted to mention to you something that I saw. We picked up the cattle panels locally at a farm supply place, and it's kind of a chain. And I did not go inside. I don't go in stores. But I was outside, and I was at a distance from the guy who was loading the cattle panels. And what I saw outside was something that... It reminded me of a country in decay. I saw masks on the sidewalk leading to the entrance. I mean, multiple masks. And I don't understand. I don't understand why we've gotten to the point where people don't seem to care. It's like cigarette butts everywhere. But instead of cigarette butts now, it's masks. It's not a good sign, Dr. Shealy. People, carelessness. I mean, how can masks lie on the sidewalk and get stepped on and walked on and look like they've been there for weeks and no one seemed to see them?
Slop.
Or pick them up.
It's very sloppy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I just wanted to share that with you. Let's see. Do you have anything that you wanted to bring up before we get started?
You brought it up.
Mm-hmm. And it's extremely sad. I told the story that I taught school at our farm to students who wanted to learn more about computer science. I volunteered to teach. And after school, every other day, students would come to our farm and I would teach them some of the mechanics about computer science. And one of the boys would arrive, they would drive from the high school to our farm. It was about 11 miles. And he'd get out of his car and he'd put his cigarette out on our driveway and then come on into our shop where we manufactured computers. And it bothered me. You know, I'd see it day after day after day and I'd have to pick up his cigarette butts. So one day I, all the other students were there, like maybe 12 students in this class. And one day, he arrived, and we could see him coming down the driveway because there was a French door there, and you could see out. And he's coming down the driveway. He got out of his car, crushed out his cigarette butt, came in. And I said hi to him and welcomed him. And I said to the entire class, I'll be right back. Went over, I got my trash can, and I opened his car door, and I poured my trash into his front seat. And... Well, I learned by example, Dr. Shealy. What he taught me was that's what you do with your trash. You dump it on somebody else. So his driveway was too far away, but his vehicle was right there. So nobody could believe it. They're all like, they were stunned. Mr. Finelli, they were stunned. And I said, well, you know, Philip taught me how to do that. So that was the last time. That was the last time we had cigarette butts by the students in our driveway. Absolutely last time. So class, there's a lesson in that as well. Okay, so Dr. Seeley, I was looking out the window today, and I noticed something that I've seen over and over and over again for many decades, and that is where the cows poop. And we have a mama and two twins right outside the studio window, and where the cows poop, the grass grows vigorously. The grass seems to choke out the weeds because it's so vigorous. And the weeds seem to grow in poor soil. They pop up in the gravel driveway where, you know, there's not much fertility. The weeds. But the grass, when it seems to be fertilized, chokes out the weeds. I was thinking about that, and I was thinking, is there a similarity there between the grass with the soil, good soil fertility, choking out the weeds, and the human body with the right nutrition choking out diseases?
Excellent allegory.
It's absolutely true. I'm sure you've seen it at your farm as well, right? Cow poop,
oh, yes.
Vigorous grass in clumps. And that's why we spread the cow poop around, so that a lot of the surface area gets to enjoy the mineralization and the nutrition in the soil. So that brings us to the point, Dr. Schulz. It's absolutely in front of our face. It's clear, it's obvious that vitamins, minerals, and supplements are absolutely the way to go if we want to be healthy. If we want to be a weed, we don't need that fertility. But, well, is that right or not?
Indeed. No, totally correct, of course. And I think a majority of people, considering the fact that the average American eats only 2.2 servings of fruits and vegetables a day, they are weedy.
Yeah. So, class, I mean, all you have to do is go to any farm, and where the cows kind of hang out at the water cooler, you know, or they congregate under the trees, the grass grows vigorously. It's fertilized. It loves it. It's healthy. And you won't see very many weeds. You really won't. But where they don't want to be, the cows, and there's no urine and there's no cow poop, the grass does not do as well. There's no question about it. Okay. Dr. Schulley, we talked about baby formula weeks and weeks ago. The president said that, you know, had he been a mind reader, he would have done a better job. I mean, I'm paraphrasing, because he didn't know that baby formula was in short supply throughout the country. We reported that it was roughly 30 to 40% out of stock, on average across the nation. And here it is now, it's between 40 and 50% out of stock on store shelves. So for moms who want baby formula, this is a really big deal. There are about four manufacturers of baby formula powder, and one of them has been shut down because of safety concerns, meaning defective product. Abbott is the company.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So in February of this year, Abbott Nutrition is one of the largest suppliers of baby formula in the United States. This is as it's being reported, seemed to have a product that infected babies with bacteria, and it made them sick. And it's possible that some have even died. I don't know this for a fact, but this has been reported. And so there was a recall. And the federal government, the FDA, is trying to figure out if there is the existence of this coronabacter in the formula. And it's going to take some time, so the FDA says. In the meantime, Abbott shut down. And as a result, between 40 and 50% or more of the shelves are bare regarding baby formula. Now, some people have reported that some of the ingredients in baby formula powder come from China. And I don't know if that's true or not. And also, melamine has been detected in some baby formula over the years, and I can't prove that either. But what we're finding out is that there is a massive, massive shortage and price gouging regarding baby formula in the United States of America. So what Dr. Shearer and I talked about weeks and weeks ago was, what do you do? Is there a substitute for powdered baby formula if you are a mother and you would like to feed your baby without breastfeeding. And that's another question. How come moms aren't breastfeeding, and how come there's such a reliance and dependence on baby formula? I don't quite understand that, because as far as I know, if a newborn calf does not get colostrum, mother's milk, from the get-go, within 24 hours of being born, that calf has almost a certain death in its future, near future, you know, within a couple of weeks. So colostrum is really important, and isn't there a similar component of mother's milk, Dr. Shealy, as colostrum for calves?
And what does it do? Probiotics, and the probiotics, the one that baby is accustomed to for the previous 9 months while it's in the uterus, it's fed naturally by the bloodstream of the mother. And all of our kids were breastfed a minimum 6 to 9 months.
Okay. And so, as a word to the wise, Dr. Shealy, isn't that what all mothers should do whenever possible? Okay. And so what would be a reason that a mother would not breastfeed her child?
Well, if the mother has a serious illness or significant illness, that's an indication to provide an alternative. But basically, social needs are not an excuse.
Okay, so are you saying mom wants to go to work and shoot the baby's in the way, so just turn the baby over to some third party to raise the baby while mom's working?
Don't have a baby if you can't take care of it.
Yeah. So, Dr. Shealy, in this instance, can you suggest what a person could do regarding, let's say they have a bona fide need for formula? What do they do if they flat out can't get it? Because the manufacturer is saying, don't water it down and don't make your own. Now, what do you do if the mom does not have milk, meaning the mom's not producing milk because the mom was dependent, the mom offloaded the production of milk to the canister of baby powder, so the mom doesn't produce milk anymore, and now the mom can't get the powdered formula. What can mom do?
I prefer fresh goat milk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was supplemented with goat's milk when I eat back in the 1950s. If my mom needed to top off, I got fresh goat milk. That's what I got. And what about canned milk, you know, that concentrated canned milk?
I don't trust it.
Okay. So goat's milk. There you go.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The mayor of Buffalo, New York, is praising police for saving lives after Saturday's mass shooting that killed 10 people at a supermarket Tyriza Patterson lost her husband in the attack and tells the Today Show about hearing the news.
We all have a set time, but why did he leave this way? That was my response. I didn't know if I should be angry. I didn't know if I should be hurt. It's all different kind of emotions, but the first thing I thought of, why this way?
Severe thunderstorms are forecast to pound the Northeast today. Communities from New England to the Carolinas can expect rain with hail and strong destructive winds. Tornadoes also can't be ruled out. Cities like New York, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Washington, Richmond, and Raleigh all are under the gun for the possible severe weather. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Terry Stroman lost her home in the California Coastal Fire, a wildfire in Southern California that recently destroyed about 20 homes. She says she is grateful her family is still alive.
We had about 10 minutes to evacuate. We were able to get our pets out, and then we all came back, and we're watching 3 hours of our whole neighborhood go down.
Fire officials say about 900 homes have been evacuated, but no injuries have been reported so far. High winds have posed a challenge to firefighters' efforts against the blaze. Special Counsel John Durham's investigation into Hillary Clinton's campaign reaches court for the first time today. The federal case alleges that Michael Sussman concealed his political involvement when he brought allegations against Donald Trump's campaign in the 2016 election. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says he believes this is one of the biggest political scandals in American history.
I think it's a very important first step to try to get to the bottom of what was happening during the campaign and how it is that the FBI used its investigative powers to target Donald Trump's campaign.
And finally, McDonald's is going to sell its business in Russia 2 months after suspending operations over the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The company citing the humanitarian crisis caused by the war in Ukraine and said Monday that the continued ownership in Russia is no longer tenable or consistent with McDonald's values. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. Class, if you'd like to go to his website, normshealy.com. Norm as in Norman. NormSHEALY.com. And that's where you can find the vitamins, minerals, and supplements and advice and counsel that that I get. I buy my vitamins, minerals, and supplements from Dr. Shealy. I take daily, actually multiple times per day, his vitamins called Eco Green Iron Free Essentials with Super Greens. And those are what I know as Dr. Shealy's Essentials. That's a multivitamin. And I take his youth formula with MSM. And you'll find all the other supplements that that we talk about there as well. And I think there's a difference. I think there's a difference in the supplements because I can tell over the years, before I met Dr. Shealy, I've tried others, and they don't seem to have the effectiveness that his do. Dr. Shealy, is that my imagination or is that true?
Well, no. I produced them in the first place because I wanted a product that I was sure was right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, class, in this world of second-rate products, you might want to not trust second-rate products because a lot of the vitamins come from China. And I was thinking about even hypodermic needles, Dr. Shealy. We use some here at the farm for the cows sometimes. And the darn things bend. And now these are pretty big hypodermic needles. These are the size of, you know, markers, those fat markers that you would use. I mean, it's a pretty big syringe. And, you stick it in the cow's, through the cow's skin, and they bend. And where are they made? They're made in China. So the Chinese have figured out how to make products with less content. That doesn't mean they're good products. It just means they look like they could be good products.
Yeah, I won't buy anything from China except fireworks.
Well, Dr. Shealy, let me share. It's a non-medical story, but I think it's germane to the discussion. I was talking with the store manager of an auto parts store over the weekend. I was on the phone, and I said, "Have you ever heard of this?" And the question was, I bought some copper wire. It's called alarm cable. Now this is two stranded conductors. So there's a red wire for plus and a black wire for minus. And it's stranded copper wire inside the insulation. And then around those two wires running parallel is a jacket. It's a white jacket to protect them. It's called alarm cable. You can use it for running speakers in the house. You can. I used it outside. I took maybe 10 feet of it, and I connected it to a solar panel. And I connected the other end to a charge controller. And it stopped working after, 18 months or so. And I went and looked at it, and, you know, the insulation looked good, everything looked good. And I decided to strip back the insulation. And what happened was the moisture in the air got into the copper wire and turned it to dust.
Wow.
So it, yeah. The copper literally turned to this white powder. And I'm not sure why it's white and not green, because when copper oxidizes, it's green. But my theory is when they were extruding the copper, you know, they would clean it with an acid to clean the copper. And I think they skipped the step to neutralize the acid cleaner that they used during the manufacturing of the copper wire. They just put the insulation on it to cover it up, and then it just disintegrated just by adding a little bit of moisture. Now, what I'm saying is this wire was insulated for its entire length, and the moisture got under the insulation between the copper strands and the insulation, the red insulation and the black, and got through the jacket and self-destructed. What I'm saying is that I have a feeling that we are going to see all kinds of failures as a result of this shoddy, careless, reckless manufacturing where we skip the steps that are necessary to manufacture a quality product. So
I think all United States companies that manufacture their goods in China should be put out of business. If they're an American company, they should make it in America, period.
Yeah, and then you'd have somebody to go protest on their front lawn. But now, you know, companies... So let me just flesh this out. So, class, let me explain this very carefully. The wire, the copper in the insulation, you know, the plastic is the insulation. the wires, the copper inside. The copper, I don't believe, has been washed clean of the acid used in the manufacturing of the copper wire. When they make car bodies, they used to call it pickling. And they had this acid bath, and they would build a car body, and it would be suspended by a conveyor belt, and it would go through this swimming pool, if you will, on the assembly line of an acid bath. The whole body of the car, you know, without the engine, without the wheels and the tires, just the body. Okay, no seats, just the body. It would be dipped in acid, then it would be rinsed and rinsed and rinsed, and then it would be painted. Okay? That's what they did to remove the oils, etc., during the manufacturing process, so the paint would stick. Well, I believe the same thing happens with copper wire. It needs to be cleaned and extruded, and I believe that the acid is not removed, and therefore the wire corrodes, self-destructs, just with moisture in the air. So, and this is alarm cable. So, you know, people are depending on this for conductivity. Well, there are so many stories, and I mentioned this to the manager of an auto parts store, and he said he'd never heard of this. Well, I was talking with Rich Sheban, and he has a car that had a problem, and it was a German car. It's an old antique German car, and it suffered the same thing. The wire disintegrated within the insulation. Now, did somebody replace the wires? I don't know. But this is a big problem. And so where do you get wire that doesn't come from China now? I don't know, because it looks to me like most of the wire, other than wiring for in your walls, like Romex cable, that still comes from the United States. But I think that most other wire comes from China. So if you buy it on eBay, it's going to be from China. So I just wanted to share that. Any other comments, Dr. Sheely, about that?
Avoid China like the plague that it is.
Right. My theory, I've got a couple comments in the book, and one of them is, and I'll just paraphrase, whatever it takes to make the minimum, whatever the minimum it is to make a product, the Chinese can make it with 10% less than that, which means that it's substandard. Dr. Shelley, years ago we talked about the dog watering bowl. So we have, you know, our dogs drink water all day long, and they share the same watering bowl. And we dump it out and rinse it out and clean it and wash it and give them fresh water in the water bowl. But what happens is, you know, after the first dog drinks, it gets a little thick. Second dog drinks, it's a little thicker. And, you know, and we pour it out. But why pour it out, you know, down the sink? Why not water our houseplants with it? Why not water the garden with it? Not just to save the water, but to add the bacteria that is in that saliva from the dogs to aid in the as an amendment to the soil. What are your thoughts about that?
Good idea.
Okay. So I've heard of people who have wounds. I'd like to get your opinion on it. But if they have a wound, they let the dog lick it. And if a dog has a wound, the dog licks the wound. And there's something in their saliva that they know to do that, probably to clean it as well. Isn't there a medical, a beneficial reason for the dog licking a dog's own wound?
Almost certainly there's something beneficial.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So there's something in the saliva class. I'm not suggesting that you have your dog lick your wound, but putting the dog bowl water on your plants, it seems to be a good idea and seems to work for us. Dr. Sheely, there's a mysterious outbreak of hepatitis throughout the world right now. And in the United States, starting on the left side, there's Washington, Idaho, and California, Arizona, Colorado, Texas, Louisiana, Nebraska, North Dakota, Minnesota, Missouri, Louisiana, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, Tennessee, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, D.C., Massachusetts, New York, and Wisconsin, and Minnesota, that have these outbreaks where they've been detected. So far, there have been at least 109 outbreaks of hepatitis. Total deaths, 5. What, we've talked about this in the past, what is the transmission method for getting hepatitis?
Well, it's somehow getting into your body. And once it gets into your body, whether you breathe it in or drink it in or eat it in, it goes anywhere it likes. And the particular virus that causes hepatitis likes the liver.
Okay, and so when it infects the liver, what can be the results?
Cirrhosis and death.
Okay, so if someone has hepatitis, what does that person do?
Well, standard in acute situations, as with all of them, I would seek conventional Medicare.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So they're saying that there are some environmental triggers that could be, include pollution or exposure to particular drugs or toxins. What about, could this be the beginning of another bioweapon, Dr. Shuey?
Obviously, anything is possible with the Luciferians on Earth today.
And that was something I wanted to ask you about. The people who are conducting these experiments, the omnicide, the genocide, they're not like us. We don't dream about killing people, and how wonderful that could be. That's just not part of who we are. Is there something? And I'm being very serious. Is there something defective in their genetic makeup that...
Oh, yes. I mean, obviously, from my point of view, they're insane.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nobody
so,
with normal sanity would do that.
I mean, if we had a powerful enough microscope, would we be able to look into their tissue and see... That's it. There it is. These guys are really, literally defective. I mean, we could prove it. Is that possible?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I'm delighted to be broadcasting with Dr. Shealy, medical doctor. NormShealy.com, NormShealy.com. Arjun in West Virginia, welcome. You're on with Dr. Shealy.
Good morning, Vince. Good morning, Dr. Shealy.
Good morning.
So I was wondering that, like, is it, like, right now, so I have two questions today. So one thing is, is it safe to go to gyms now, like in the morning time? Should we start joining our gyms back, or should we still avoid them? And second thing about Gwyneth, you know, like, is there any way we found out that we can contact Gwyneth, you know? So just two questions today.
Okay. Dr. Shealy, Arjun lives in West Virginia, and he escaped New Jersey. He escaped from New Jersey, and we talked to him on the air about, you know, leaving a high-density location and going to a lower population density area like where we live, Dr. Shealy, and you live. And he did it. He did it. He left New Jersey, and he bought a fixer-upper, and he's doing that. And he is the poster man for doing that. And Arjun, by the way, I want you to know that I've received phone calls and emails about you, and people are so glad that you've joined the faculty, and they are so impressed with what you have accomplished, the hurdles that you've jumped over, and the decisions that you've made to take your life into your own hands and do get out of Dodge. And they're so impressed with that. So I want to say thank you. And also thank you for helping us with the website. As far as Gwyneth is concerned, we were able to get Gwyneth a few, some of the instructors and then a couple students got together and sent her some money. And the way to do that, class, if you're interested in doing that, is you can send it via PayPal. You send it to friends and family, which has the minimum amount of fees. It'll cost about $4.99 to do it. And you can go to PayPal, and you can send money via PayPal to Gwyneth in Australia. Gwyneth's having a really tough time. Really tough. She was unable to pay for her phone bill to be on the air, and she was she needs dog food, cat food, chicken feed, and hay for her horse. She has no income whatsoever, none. She lives off-grid, no water supply from the municipality, no electric supply, no sewer, no cable, just basic subsistence. And so Bert and Bill Chow built the Give, Send, Go site for her. We turned it over to her over the weekend. She has edited it, and when she turns it on, it's ready to go. And, Arjun, if we could have a landing page for Give, Send, Go for Gwyneth, that would be great. I'll send you the information. Maybe we could put that on 5-Minute University and turn it on, or USA Prepares. So that is about Gwyneth. So her email address to send her funds via PayPal is Gwyneth, G-U-I-N-E-I-T-H. At gmail.com, Gwyneth at gmail.com, G-U-I-N-E-I-T-H at gmail.com. And you'll find out that her name is not exactly the name that she uses on the radio. That's her nom de plume. That is her pen name. And you'll find out that for her own protection, her name is slightly different from that. And that's because she lives alone. She's 47. She's a widow. And just her dogs, and her animals. So for her own protection, she uses a nom de plume or a pen name, and that's the same name she uses on the air. I call her Gwyneth. To me, her name is Gwyneth Isaacs. So, but you'll see a name that's slightly different from that if you decide to use PayPal. So for your questions for Dr. Shealy, back to Dr. Shealy.
Describe a question to me.
Okay. So I was saying that, like, gym, like, we go gym in the morning time, you know. So I was wondering that, like, COVID, should we, you know, like, it seems like things are getting a little bit normal now. People are getting into stores without masks. And you'll see, like, what would your recommendation be? Should we start going to gym, or should we still avoid gym right now?
See, I need help.
Okay, all right. Dr. Shealy, what he's asking about, should he get exercise at a gym? Let me just comment on something that I know, and then I'd like to hear Dr. Shealy's answer.
Well, exercise is essential to life.
Mm-hmm.
Only 10% of Americans get enough to be healthy. And that's exercising a minimum of 20 minutes 4 days a week. I do that much every day.
Yeah, Arjun, please stay with us. I have a comment. I was talking with one of our class over the weekend. It was a birthday, so I called to wish this person a happy birthday. And I found out that one of her children was sick with COVID. I'll tell you what happened when we come back, and it will help answer your question. It will help answer your question about should you go to a gymnasium, you know, a gym club kind of a thing for exercise or not. We'll be right back with Arjun and Dr. Shealy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.